The topic of today's daf, mitchilu v'atzoyf, kema, was the idea of hashta behemten shal tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevi takol ha'yodom, tzadikim atzmo lo'i koshkin. It really began in yesterday's daf, we saw it twice, but like Rashi said, this whole segue here was related to that. Especially the latter part of the daf, where the Gemara told the story of Pinchas Ben Yair, not because he was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Edom HaShver, and it's the day after Lag Ba'omer, it's because it was the chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, where this inyan was demonstrated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects even the behemton shal tzadik. Now this is an inyan that Baruch Hashem we've spoken about many times over the years. It comes up in many different Gemaras, and Bez Hashem we have a lot of related raid bites. A be'ein based medrash beloy gimel chedushim. Three short ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, it's Yadua. Taisfis in our sugya, the Taisfis, by the way, is on the bottom of Daf Hamad Beis. It's also Gittin Daf Zayin and in other places. Asks that it sounds like from the Gemara that a tzaddik has a shmira. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadam. In fact, even behemten shal tzaddikim have a shmira. For eight Taisfis, there's different Gemaras in Shas where you find that there were tzaddikim that were nichshol in different inyanim. Just to mention two, the Gemara says that Yehuda ben Tabai once accidentally went and killed somebody that was not supposed to have been killed. It was based on Adam Zimmerman. But the bottom line is, Yehuda ben Tabai, as a judge, killed an innocent person. Why didn't he have the shmira that even the behemten shal tzadikim have? Another, even more famous Gemara is Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Vayikru la'ir aner gzeira shemayata." And Rabbi Shmuel said, "Ani ekru v'layata." I don't have to be worried about it. The Gemara says, "Lubesoif." Rabbi Shmuel was kar v'hita v'kasav al pinkasei ani Yishmuel ben Alisha karisi v'atisi l'ksheibana beis hamikdash avichat shmeina. But you see, Rabbi Shmuel ben Alisha, the great Rabbi Shmuel, was mechal Shabbos b'shoyig. The fake Taisus and really all the Rishonim asked this kasha that how could the Gemara say that the tzaddikim have a shmira kavuchaymer from the henten shal tzaddikim? You find the greatest tzaddikim ever when nichshol in what at first glance would seem to be averus chamurais shvichas damim chil Shabbos, how does it stem with this klal? And Tosfos famously brings from Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam said, "The davke b'midi de'achila in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yada." That when we say that the tzaddikim have a shmira, it's davke b'midi de'achila. But it's true when it comes to shar dvarim not. And the reason midi de'achila is different is because it's a gnai for a tzaddik to eat something that he's not supposed to eat. If you look at all three gemaras that we had in yesterday's daf and today's daf, it was all midi d'achila. Shchita skuti, taroivis of demai, the olah shal yerek in beishan. These were all sugyas of macholis asuras. The story of the chamor Pinchas ben Yair was also, he didn't want to eat demai. So the sugya of behemten shal tzaddikim and the kal v'chomer of dayu lovim Minadin Lias Kunadin that we learn from there, Tzadik Amatzmalay Kolshkein, this is all with regards to Macholis Asuris. Begardi Macholis Asuris, there you have a Shmira. But when it comes to things that are not Macholis Asuris related, over there already you're not going to have a Shmira. This is Kiyodua, the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. Incidentally, if you look in your Gemara in Chul and Dafei Amad Beis, here Taisus brings a Nap Hashem Rabbeinu Tam, Hashem Deri. Again, Dvorim Matik. The question is, why is it? Why is it that Macholis Asuris is different? Why? Taisus has a very vague lashon because it's a gnai. And what, Chil Shabbos is not a gnai? Shvichas Domim is not a gnai? There are other averis for a tzaddik would not be a David Meguna if they were nichsholin. What's unique about Macholas Asuras? The Netziv, in his Meroy Meisadeh, right here on this Gemara, is Mitzayin, a Gemara Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Lamites Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol, Avera mitamtemes libo shalatam. If a person doesn't avera, it's mitamtem his slave. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'lo yisitamu bohem v'netmeisem bam. This pasuk is said in the parasha of Macholis Asuris, in the parasha of Achila Shrotzim. V'lo yisitamu bohem. Don't defile yourself with them. V'netmeisem bam. Because if you're going to do that, v'netmeisem. Pasha means you're going to become tame. Abesed, tanet v'rabbi shmal, al tikre v'netmeisem, elo v'netamtem. It's miloshen timto. And you see from here that Avera mitamtemes libe shaladim. Now, the Pashtus, the Gemara is talking about all Averas. Avera mitamtemes libe shaladim. But the Drosha is learnt out from the Parsha of Achila Shrotzim. Says the Netziv. Being that the drasha itself that teaches me the inyan of Timtum Alev. It says regarding Macholos Asuros, Zois Meres, there's a bigger inyan of Macholos Asuros when it comes, there's a big inyan of Timtum Alev when it comes to Macholos Asuros than it is Bashar Averis. If that's the case, Zokta Netziv, lean near it, that's Pash Bashar in this sheet of the Balei Tosfos. That the reason that the Tzadikim have a Shmir when it comes to Macholos Asuros more than Shar Averis, it's not Mitzad the Chaymer Yisr. The Aveira of Chil Shabbos B'Shoigig, the Aveira of Yehuda ben Tabai was a bigger Aveira. But it's because there's a Tzveita Din that every single Aveira has. That Tzveita Din is called Timtum Alev. The Timtum Alev is way, way, way more manifest when it comes to Macholos Asuros than it is when it comes to Shar Aveiros. And it's for that reason there's a Shmira. The Shmira is not on the Chaymira Isser. The Isser is happening B'Shoigig anyways, right? The Shmira is on the Timtum Alev. And that's the oimik of this thing. Just to explain this a little bit better. The Ramchal, in Mesilas Yesharim, this is in Perek Yud Aleph, it's in Midas Anakios, picking up in middle. V'chein amru b'sefri, v'loy setamu bohem v'netmeisem bom, referring to Macholis Asuros. In mitamim atem bom, soivchem litame bohem. If a person is mitame himself with Macholis Asuros, eventually he's going to almost become one of them. V'hainu, what's the oimik of this? It brings tumah literally into his heart, and into his soul, to the point that the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it not only is mistalekes, misrachekes, it goes very far away from him. And the truth is, this in is merumas in a gemara. V'netmeisem bom, al tikri v'netmeisem ele v'nitamtem. Sha'aveira mitamtem es libe shalotem. Yumala mitesem ad aleph. Ki misalekes mimenu hadeyo amites. V'ruach haseichel sha'kadosh baruch hu noisen lechassidem. K'may sha'omer ha'kosov ki Hashem yitein chochmo. V'hine hu nisher bahami v'chomri. Meshuka begasus oilem hazeh. V'acholos has Asuros, Dr. Ramchal, that even though the Gemara says it regarding all Averos, but Macholos Asuros, Yeseros, Bazal Kolo Yisurim, it's more chamer, and that's why the Torah was Megalo the Senior by Macholos Asuros. And why is it more chamer? What's the Metzias reason? Kivan Shem Nechnasim Begufei Shalom Adam Mamish Venaser Basar Kipsaroi. And that's in Mitamim Atabem Soifcham Litamabam, you're literally going to become one of them. And Ramchal goes on, and he's Meirich on this Indian, and he concludes. And says, "V'hine mishiyesh loy moyach bikat kadoi." Anyone that has brains, Yachshoy v'isurei ha'maychol, will treat the isurei ha'maychol k'macholim ha'arsiim. He's going to treat it literally like poison. Oy k'maychol shenisef by eze davar arsi, or something that has in it a taruva yisav a davar arsi. K'hine lu davar zeyera. If something like that would happen, if you had a maychol here that you knew was poison, or might have a chshash taruva's poison, hayokel adam alatzmi lechem imenu im yishar lo by eze beis mechush v'afilu chshash ketano v'adai shelo yokel v'im Ach, Isser HaMeichel is the same exact thing. It's Eres Mamish Lo Level HaNefesh. Im Kein Mi Eifo Yiyah HaMeichel B'mokim Choshesh Al Isser Im Bal Seichel Hu. Val Dova Zenemar V'sam Tosakim B'lo Yecho Im Bal Nefesh. Fire from the Mesilas Yesharim. But this is the oimik in the Netziv. This is the oimik in the way the Netziv understood the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the sheet of Deri. And that is that when it comes to Macholos Asuros, it's a whole different world. Macholos Asuros is not just something that's a question of Issa v'Heter, that Hashem said, don't eat this, and you violated His will and His rotzim by go ahead and eating it. That is what mitzvahs are. But when it comes to Macholos Asuros, there's another dimension to it. And that is, it's spiritual poison. It's poison for the lev and for the nefesh. And when it comes to Macholos Asuros, if a person eats it, even if he eats it in a way where he was a shoygig, even if he eats it in a way where a takolo just came to him, but the poison enters his lev and nefesh, which creates a siluk and a richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his midst, he loses out on the ki Hashem yitein chachma. He remains a Bahami and a Chomri. That's That's a very, very cruel and unusual punishment. And it's connected that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim. The shmira for the tzaddikim is not the iser. If it was the iser, there's more chamadig yisurim that you don't find the shmira. It's because in every avera, sadot tzvei dinim. You did an avera, you violated the ratzon Hashem. Number two, avera metamtemes libay shalatam. When it comes to averas, there's a scale of what's the most chamer. When it comes to avera metamtemes libay shalatam, there's also a scale of what's the most chamer. When it comes to avera metamtemes libay shalatam, over there, machalas asuris is the proverbial Yaharga Valyavar. It's the proverbial Avera Chamura. It's the spitz of the spitz. And it's connected that dimension of it that we're going ahead here and that we're protecting. And that's why we have this Indian right here.